Welcome to the perfect storm. This is Phil Yates.
Where's that voice coming from?
I don't know. I thought I'd do it like a movie today.
Okay. Movie it is.
I thought it was an improvement.
Yeah, thanks, Kyle. Morgan, how are we?
Oh, good. We're good. I'm great. How are you guys?
It's going to be a good show today.
I can feel it.
It was a good dynamic last week.
Was it?
The three of you in there, I thought.
Good to have you on that desk, mate.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, Kyle.
That's a change, isn't it?
Mm. Big shoes to fill.
Size 11.
Size 11.
Yeah. Kyle's a size 9 every day of the week.
No. It's 10 and a half at least. Yeah.
10 and a half at least. Well, shall we begin with some comments?
Let's do it.
Come on. You're running the show.
We congratulations are coming in thick and fast for Kyle.
Mm.
Not everybody, but Kyle.
High five, Kyle. Come on.
Well done, mate.
So, Kyle, Stuart Clarkey wants to let you know to keep trusting God, both you and your family, and one day soon you'll be transported to the presence of Jesus.
Man, Stuart Clark. Isn't he a cricketer? Stuart Clark?
There is a Stuart Clark cricketer. There's a Stuart Clark as well. They're both on the team at the same time.
Okay. What else have we got?
But this guy's got more muscles than both of those guys.
True.
Banter. Ellie appreciates the banter. Not sure if Kyle's sleep deprived, if it's his new desk position, or he's not having to multitask, but
all the three,
he's
actually
on point.
It's all three.
On point.
Cassandra says in capitals, I love it so much when you get serious, Lawman. Exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, I'll try.
It's serious, mate.
It's hard. It's hard.
But we wish he was serious more often, actually.
Yeah,
exactly.
Cassandra also wants Justin, please don't stop talking.
Yeah. Why, Morgan?
Why? Well, because you have a lot more to say. You're the most interesting panel member.
Did you hear that, fellas?
We've got that. And
thanks, Cassandra. The check is in the mail.
I got called out, actually.
Did you?
It's custard. For me, it might be soccer.
That'll be your downfall.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm. So thanks for that. But we're gonna kick things off on the. See if you like this segue, Phil.
Was that a football reference?
It was a football reference.
Oh,
but
mate.
World we're going Cup. To we're going to keep in the theme of sport.
Yes.
And sport came to a place that we may not have thought. Justin, where did sport take us this last week or
to
so?
To the lawn of the White House.
Okay.
Probably the most significant building in the world, would it be? The White House?
I don't know if you can call MMA sport.
Significant.
I guess it is.
Rome, it would have been regarded as the gladiators.
It's the seat of power, isn't it?
It is. World. It's probably most powerful. That's the most powerful front lawn in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to show the footage. I'm trying to be serious, but they walk the fighters out of the Lincoln Memorial.
Mm. You're joking.
So this is it here of the where it is, but here's the one you're talking about, Justin.
See that statue up in the background there? If you're on the radio, you'll have to look it up.
Mm.
That's Abraham Lincoln. His proclamation of emancipation.
You've been in there?
No, I haven't.
I have.
Have you?
I just wanted to say that.
Oh,
me too.
Kyle. Isn't that where Martin Luther King does his speech?
Mm.
The I Have a Dream speech? Tremendous significance.
Yep.
And they walk all the UFC fighters down those steps to get into the blood sport of UFC.
That's quite a way away from where the actual event was, but
they've done it deliberate.
Like the front lawn's over here and the Lincoln Memorial's at the end of the pool, isn't it?
Well, you've been there.
It's nowhere near it. So, yeah, that's a long walk.
I saw a story the other day.
I'd be puffed from the walk before the fight starts.
The Democrats are really upset because Trump has got rid of all the homeless people in Washington. And he's upgraded all of the reflection pool right near the obelisk there from Egypt and all those different crazy symbols that they have in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
He's transformed it, got all the graffiti gone, and all the plebs are loving it. They're loving it. That's a long way.
It's a long way.
Kilometers.
Anyway, I don't know how they did that, but you've been there, Kyle. You understand. I don't think in our lifetime we've ever seen,
I could teach you
something. They contrasted They contrasted Biden's time where he had Pride Month on the lawn of the White House.
So right.
The two, this is the two different presidents. That was globalism, and now it's nationalism, populism.
Mm.
And look at the difference.
Do you see difference. In the Major League Baseball, they're like forcing every team has a Pride Month baseball cap. And it's their same logo, their letters, their logo.
With
rainbow colours. And then they've got three players that have written Genesis something something, the verse.
I saw that. Genesis 9, wasn't it, about the flood?
Yeah, about the flood, about it being God's symbol. And then the MLB has come out and warned them about not being allowed to do that.
Wow.
So there's still, maybe Biden's running the baseball or something, but there's still the same story.
Yeah. Well, I think there's the backlash is coming. The backlash is coming. The world's getting into a very, very different place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a number of Australian football players that are refusing to wear.
Rugby league players particularly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much the AFL.
And Israel Folau is trying to come back to the NRL as well.
He's 37, mate.
Yeah.
I don't know if he can make a comeback.
It's amazing.
Is that a comment about AFL?
No, I just made an observation.
Any more comments? Oh, we're done with comments.
Because there are any good
comments,
ones.
Comments was 5 minutes ago.
Oh, 5 minutes ago. Now we're on to UFC sport.
We've done UFC.
Where are you, Phil?
Right.
Stay with us, Phil.
G7. Justin, talk us through, what's G7? Or Kyle or Phil. There was some...
These guys can do it.
There was some jostling there. There was some... Or maybe handshakes or lack thereof and turning of shoulders. We'll bring the footage up in a moment, but take it away, Phil.
G7. What is the G7? Somewhere in Europe, everyone meets. It's got to be a worldwide thing, doesn't it?
It's pretty close.
Yeah.
Right. Keep going with the news, Phil.
They're the seven most powerful economic powers in the world. Yep. There's a G20. Australia's in the G20. But the G7, it's a lot more narrow. Look at this footage. If you're on the radio, the French president walks over to Trump with the Zelensky from Ukraine with him. Trump just turns his back on both of them and doesn't even greet them. This is gold. If you want to see a guy that doesn't care,
go again.
This guy doesn't care. Watch this. He looks him in the face and he just turns. He puts out his hand, the French
They're
president.
Tapping him on the back.
He taps him on the back and he won't even acknowledge he exists.
Zelensky's about to cry.
Yeah, it's not.
Bible prophecy said at the end of time, the lamb-like beast would, you know, speak like a dragon. It would be the powerhouse of the world.
Yep.
He's the one guy in the room that they all hate, but they all need.
Mm.
They all need. And the war in Russia, it is really turned.
Before you get to Russia, was the G7 like literally the day after the UFC on the lawn?
Yeah.
Like the guy doesn't sleep, eh?
Doesn't sleep.
No. He's 80.
They're saying on the plane, he'll wake up the other guys and start trying to do business with them and they're all trying to sleep. back to Russia.
Yeah, good segue, Kyle. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you.
Very good.
We want to go to all things Russia. Huge things coming out here. Drone strikes, Ukrainian drone strikes.
Yeah.
Attacking Moscow's largest refinery. You can see it there. They're saying the supplies of Moscow, 40% of their gas and 50% of its diesel comes from this refinery.
Mm.
Anything further, Justin?
Looks like it's on fire.
Well, it is on fire.
We said last week that I think there's going to be a fuel shortage. Now, the price of oil today is $77 a barrel US, which is really,
it fell off the cliff after the Iran.
Yeah, they did a deal and it just went boom. So the Strait of Hormuz is open apparently, but there's no ships going through.
Mm.
Or there was three. But, and meanwhile, back at the ranch, every day, Ukraine is sending these fleet of AI-governed drones, and they're wiping out all of the fuel. This is a refinery. And if you're doing 40% of the petrol How much diesel? 50% of Moscow's diesel? Moscow's not a little city.
50% of its diesel. A couple of other facts. One in every three cars in Moscow is fueled by the products from that refinery.
They're pulling out of Crimea. They're in big trouble, the Russians.
That was a big cut. It's a death by a thousand cuts. Well, that was a big one.
I'm telling you, what drone warfare is doing is just incredible. That you can get so far behind the enemy lines. Normally, you're just fighting there at the front. They're able, without an air force, to just go so far back behind enemy lines and destroy their infrastructure. And they're targeting oil. And we're about to get the fuel excise come back on.
Oh, good. Goody gumdrops.
Can't wait. 26 cents immediately, isn't it? Because about half has been taken off.
It's crazy out in the country. They've got, it's 186 or something, I heard.
It's definitely cheaper everywhere else than Canberra.
In Canberra, it's still 220. Well, yeah, it's 209 now.
They're buying in Canberra.
Crazy.
It's shocking here.
But something like this, it's not like you can build one again in the next, overnight. So it's,
well, look at Australia. We don't have any left. And if we really had to, it would take us 10 years.
Yeah. Mm.
10 years. So, and the thing is, tomorrow they're going to be sending more drones. It's not like, oh, well, that's over now.
It's constant.
This is just constant and it's relentless. How much stuff are they going to destroy each other's until there's nothing left? So he's flying into Moscow now. He's blowing up the Ukrainians are blowing up heaps of stuff. And again, who's really behind it? The Brits. And Europe are very much into it. I think Trump has walked away. Mm. They won't do a deal, so he's just happy for them to kill each other. I reckon America's going to walk away from Iran too, by the way, guys.
Mm. What just makes you say that?
Oh, the elections are coming, and they just want out. They can't win this in the sense of coming and take over the country because you've got to have troops on the ground. So they're just going to let Israel keep bombing them as soon as they put their heads up. I think they're just going to walk away, America. They'll have one aircraft carrier floating around the ocean somewhere and just, if anything really bad, they might come in and bomb. But that's it now. They're done with them. There's no solution for them. There's no solution.
Well, you said he got a deal.
Yeah, he said there's $300 million, by the other Arab states to help rebuild their oil infrastructure, which they'll just all sell to China. That doesn't help America.
Mm.
They're not going to do that. I don't think they'll do that. They want to crush China. That's just my opinion. It's not the views of Faith FM.
No.
Oh, there's the disclaimer.
No, it's not.
I tell
you. You know what makes me think?
At least once an episode, we need to say that.
We should say probably four times an episode.
We should say at the beginning of every episode. Yeah.
These are not the views of Faith FM.
But of Justin Long. It makes me think in the Bible at the end of time, in Matthew 25, of another oil crisis.
Well, that was a segue.
I was waiting for that for a couple of weeks.
Tell he's a preacher.
He's a preacher.
Oh,
I thought one of you would go there, but
we're not.
We're a bit delinquent.
Yeah. But the importance there of the oil into our listeners to watch and pray to have that connection relationship with the Holy Spirit.
Yep.
To know God for yourself.
Ten foolish.
Yeah. Five wise, five foolish.
Five wise, five foolish.
Mm.
And how did they get hold of the oil?
Well, the five foolish, they try and go out and buy it, but it's too late. They had it in their little lamps.
You have to be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be prepared before the bridegroom, before Christ comes. So it's
and that's why we're offering this magazine again today. Before they're going to run out, we're just about there. Daniel and Revelation, they have to text the word Kyle.
Secrets. Is it secrets?
It's plural.
I think it is.
Secrets. I thought you said it was singular.
Did I? I'll try it.
Try both.
It's one or the other. What's the number, Phil?
Yeah, the number's 0482-082-876. Text the word secrets or secret. Carl's finding out for us.
I think it's, what's it say on the book? It'll be what's on the book. I think it's secrets.
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 Okay. I'm going to text it now.
For secrets of prophecy.
I can tell Carl's not getting enough sleep.
Good.
See you always. He's got a migraine.
Got a headache.
He's got the cutest little baby.
Yeah, Secrets. It's with an S.
Secrets with an S.
Yeah. So text Secrets to 0482 082 876. So you're not like the five foolish virgins that are going to the wedding.
Mm.
The bridegroom was delayed. It's got the world's gone on longer and longer than it ever should have in our minds.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden it all starts to happen so fast here. The bridegroom's coming and they're not ready and it's too late.
People are searching.
Do it today. Don't put it off. Get that magazine. Study it. Learn it for yourself.
Mm. Mm.
Learn it for yourself.
And ask Jesus to come into your life.
Mm.
That was wonderful, Morgan. If only you had dropped that at the end, that would have been the perfect finisher.
We're getting them halfway
through.
Oh,
wait till the one for the end.
Mm. Yeah. Oh.
No.
He's got more to come.
He's practicing, hasn't he?
We'll see.
Oh, Morgan's planned this out last night.
He's taking this job far more serious than I ever do.
I just don't want to be in a position where...
No, keep going, Morgan. You're lifting our standards. The tide raises all boats. We're getting better too.
Yeah. Let's turn domestically to Australia.
Let's do it. Fire the liar.
Hansen, the press club.
Fire today. The liar.
Well, fire the liar. Have you got anything
on the campaign, or do you want me to speak to that?
Go for it, Kyle.
So the Fire the Liar campaign, I actually am not fully across it. I think that it was a duplication of a Labor campaign.
Right.
Labor was looking for more money. Please correct me if I'm wrong.
You're correct.
Labor was looking for more money, so they launched a campaign. So then in counter to that, One Nation just duplicated the campaign and called it the Fire the Liar campaign against Labor. Well, they outperformed them astronomically. I think they're past 3.2 million.
I thought they're up to 4 million.
It's 4.2. It's 4.2.
It's 4.2.
4.2. So
as of when we're recording.
I will confess here on the radio for the first time that I contributed my $29 to that campaign for a reason.
$29.
You're not supposed to do that, Kyle. You're not supposed to tell anyone.
Well, let me tell you why.
Okay.
I think it's cheaper to give One Nation $29 now than continue to pay Labor's taxes into the future. Whether or not One Nation wins, I think Labor will feel the pressure and backtrack some of their tax plans. And so,
these are not the views of Faith FM.
Financial planning. I just think $29 now is better than millions into eternity. So that was
4.2 is the goal.
Yeah, they're at four. Yeah.
Leave your comments for Kyle Morrison,
please.
Yes,
please.
Kyle.
If you want to be like me, you know what to do.
$29.
Clearly, but I've got to say, lots of average Aussies are giving money.
Yep.
And the Prime Minister, the more they mock, like Pauline speaking at the press club today, it's very formal and respectful. And somehow within Canberra, they've set up a protest within the press club. They had to be in on this. Look at this, what happens.
The poster.
A screen comes down, essentially.
Yeah, that is the trade unions having a crack at Pauline.
Mm. Trade unions.
You've never seen a protest during the press club. Unions. It's very formal.
Aren't unions wonderful? Don't they just care about the people?
Oh, Kyle, you're going to take us there today, aren't you?
That's it there.
That's it.
I oppose.
Don't read it.
No? Okay.
You're countering costs $29 if you read it, mate.
Unions are just trying to ruin themselves. In America, the unions are trying to force pay rises through General Motors and Ford so hard that it's going to completely bankrupt their businesses. They can't afford to employ the people that they've got, but the unions are forcing it. Mm. So they're just killing themselves.
Mm.
The reason there are trade unions, is because of the absolute greed of the top 1% of the owners of these big companies. And there's a lot of reason there's anger in our society today. And as it said in the little letter to James, they have hoarded wealth.
That's right.
In the last days, they've deprived the labourer of their wages for mowing their lawn, doing all that basic stuff. The wealthy have got so filthy rich. And I think that's why this $29 campaign, it's obviously appealed to Kyle.
Just basic financial sense. $29 now, save thousands later.
I don't think we've ever actually come out with anything like that, but we have now. Look.
Not the views of Faith FM, just
not the views of Faith FM. I've got to say, she has, I don't think she's gone away. I think she's literally, she could be, and she's probably most likely going to be our next prime
minister. She's lasted for so long with no steam. Now she has all this steam behind her. It's exciting to see.
Well, they've put her in prison. They've done everything.
Well,
to
the thing is, they can't make up more. They can't call her a racist, and it makes any impact. They've been doing that for 30 years, so you got to come up with something new. Mm. And they tried to make out, this didn't actually work when it was at 1.5 million or something. Now it's at 4.2, and they've got to catch on. The more they attack her, the more they help her.
He said he didn't. Albanese said he didn't even know if it was true. He thought she was lying about the numbers.
But did she?
So then, did she really? And so then she sent photos of it coming into her bank account. She's like, "Yeah, it is. You liar."
And tonight is the state of origin, Morgan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Melbourne.
In Melbourne, of all
places. I know you're a soccer guy, but we'll just transgress for a little while.
Yeah.
She's going to play ads. She purchased ads with that money to play during the State of Origin.
Halftime or something.
About Fire the Liar. Wow. I don't know what time it is, but she's purchased ads for the State of Origin, which is, I think it's as big as the Melbourne Cup now.
It's going to be one of the
most watched
sporting
events, any event in Australia every year. Mm. Well, she's got primetime advertising from this. Kyle, you'll see Kyle's face there tonight.
I contributed.
Might be two.
Contributed.
Might be two victories for the colour red.
Two.
What's that?
What do you mean,
Pauline
Phil?
And Queensland.
Oh, okay. But we didn't win the first one, mate.
No, but you never know. Tonight might be the change. You didn't?
Oh. Are you a Queenslander, Phil?
100%.
Is there anybody in this office that isn't?
The three of us here on this desk all support Queensland.
Oh, maybe it's 3-1.
Mm. Sorry.
Oh. How does it feel to lose so much?
It's all right.
They won the last one, mate.
We can't do it.
I don't mind crying before, mate. Don't cry now.
So we'll see. We'll see.
What are we talking about now, Kyle?
Morgan's running the show.
Okay, so Morgan. Sorry. I'm used to saying Kyle. Morgan.
Do you want the comments again, Phil? No.
No.
Look, there was actually another earthquake. This time in Indonesia.
Yeah.
Something's going on with the plates at the moment, isn't it?
So
look
at
that. It's crazy.
It was a 6.7, which is still very, very big.
It's a big one, not a 7.8 like the other day.
Can I just say, I might have put $29 to an anti-Labor campaign, but I put more than $29 to the Adventist Community Services team in the Philippines.
Yes.
Now, a number of people from our conference contributed, and they rallied together a team, Quick Sticks. Borrowed some trucks and they head up into the highlands and distributed 130 meal packages for families.
That's unreal.
Distributed a heap of water, and the level of destruction up there, the towns that these guys went into are areas where they haven't even yet recovered the bodies from landslides and stuff that have happened. So the actual body count that you see on the news is not anywhere close to the real one. And then here we go with another country.
Tell you what, a donation to Adventist Community Service is not a donation wasted.
No.
They're doing a lot of good.
You think an earthquake, like in the United States, I lived in California for a while, they build for earthquakes. They're very good at building for them. They're big, if you ever go on their big freeways, you'll notice that the concrete piers have metal, they're metal cased, big metal cases the whole way up them to make them withstand more. Mm. After 7.5, but on the Richter scale, all bets are off.
Yep.
So it doesn't matter how well you build. When they get that big, they're up to it. That was nearly an 8. Some said it was an 8.2 in some parts. It is something that can't be – you can't prepare for that. That's going to destroy – like the Newcastle earthquake when it hit, I don't think it was – it was maybe a 6 or something.
Hmm.
And Newcastle's obviously not preparing for earthquakes when they build, and so it devastated Newcastle. The bricks and everything. You can't build with bricks, and the concrete stuff just gets destroyed. And again, the Bible warned us that as we come closer and closer to the end of time, earthquakes in diverse places, you know, lots of different places are going to be common and bigger and bigger.
Yep.
And here we have it. Here we have it.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you can't blame it on climate change. They love to blame. Well, it's digging up the coal, maybe.
Oh, boy.
They blame everything on climate change.
Green Zero will solve it, but won't it?
I'm sure.
Well, it used to be global warming. And then it turned to climate change.
It got cold in some parts, Phil. So.
But, and this winter is being very warm. We're getting the northern rains come down at the moment where we don't normally, we're normally getting southern by now. So there you go.
Yep.
And it's awesome because the grass is still growing.
Yeah.
And, then, and grass is growing in the paddocks. What are we looking forward to this week, Morg? You're sort of our prophet now, mate.
This week, just on that, reminds me of a verse in Romans 8 where the whole of creation is groaning. I just wanted to share that too. These earthquakes, it's all pointing, or everything we're seeing on the news. I'm by no means as versed or articulated as you guys are on all the news things, but I just see all these things happening. I think it's all pointing to the one thing that we're looking forward to.
Yep. Amen.
The return of Jesus.
So you've got nothing in the news then?
What's coming up this week?
What's happened to your soccer cup thing?
Well, the World Cup's going on. Better not talk about it too much.
Can we mention the shark attacks?
Yes.
No. Yeah, because we actually know the young lady, Leah, that was attacked. Her dad is a mate of ours. We worked together for probably 15 years in North New South Wales.
I was at college with her, and our friend Conrad Benjamin from the gas tax thing, he actually put out a video. He's good friends with her as well.
She taught at CCS for about 6 months.
She taught here in Canberra?
Yeah.
Good girl. Shocking shark attack.
Terrible.
The video footage where she comes up out of the water and there's blood everywhere. You don't see the shark in it, but why they aren't killing those things, I'm sorry. I don't care what you believe. I don't care whether it's Faith FM views or not. It's a fish. People catch flathead and they cook them and everything, but because that one's a big one, it can kill you, don't touch it. What? It's a fish. In the Bible, Morgan, if an animal kills a person, it says in the book of Genesis that animal must be destroyed. No one hunted for that shark. Back in the day, they would have hunted until they caught that shark or one they thought was that shark.
Well, dogs are
they don't even do that.
Dogs are still put down if they bite someone.
Yeah, but not sharks. The world's gone mad, mate.
So sad. So, yeah, if I might stick the GoFundMe link to that one in the YouTube comments.
$29.
Leah, we know her arm has been amputated. It's been on the news. She's obviously lost so much blood. They're very worried about her capacity and, you know, what her brain's going to function like after all this. But so she's in an induced coma. I think they've got her to try and get her through this. But we're praying for her and her family, her little one-year-old toddler. Just a shocking thing. And, again, I just don't. Crocodiles, sharks, any of this thing. They're bringing back wolves where they're trying to farm. I'm sorry. That's madness.
Wolves?
In America, lots of places where the farmers are got cattle and everything, they're introducing timber wolves again. And, yeah. Anyway. I better be careful.
Crazy. Crazy times.
Magazine, one last time, because we are going to have one crack at this. I think next week we're going to have a different book, but we're going to go Daniel and Revelation. Secrets is the word they text, Kyle. What's the number?
0482-082-876.
Cool.
Yep.
I just want to make a little spiel before we have a prayer to close. Can I do that?
Go for it.
To people listening today, anxiety has become like our companion through life. People and their levels, I think the screen time, the anxiety that young kids have, is a beautiful promise in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. It says, be anxious for nothing, or don't worry about anything, I think the NIV says. Instead, through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your minds. If you are stressed today, if you've got a lot of anxiety and you're not even sure, it's just a habit, you've become anxious. The Bible says to actually, with thankfulness, let your request be made known to God. Talk to God about it. Get down on your knees beside your bed on your own and pray, but do it with a thankfulness, praising God for all the good things in your life. Watch what happens. It will cure you. You may have to go back again before long, but hey, for that moment and how you're feeling, it is a very powerful thing to do. And I just encourage the people today who are stressing and worrying about things, give those things to God. He'll look after you.
Yeah. Morgan, you mind praying for us today?
Yeah, can do. Let's pray on that note. Father, we just thank you for the promise that Justin just shared of that we need not be anxious for anything, but we can give it all to you, knowing that you care for us, knowing that you have a plan for us to see us through till the end, until you return, Jesus. And so for each person that we hear, Lord, we're just praying that whatever it is they see on the news, Lord, that they would turn their eyes to you. God, we pray that your word would be a source of strength and it would be that guiding light and lamp in their lives. And Amen. So we pray for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks,
Good job, Morgs.
Job, Morgan.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah,
until next time.
Till next time. See you later.